The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon! It's 5 after the hour, and you are listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing on this Memorial Day, Monday, May 25th, 2020. My name is Sam, and with me is Becky. How are you, Becky?
I'm doing well, Sam. Okay. How about you?
I'm okay. I don't have much to say, to be honest with you. Today's one of those days where I'm just kind of low energy, and I couldn't really think of anything to say which is one of my specialties, is something inane to say at the top of the hour.
Well, I don't have something inane, but I do have something cute that I can describe.
Cute is good.
Well, as we know, Northwest Trek has opened up to drive-through for individuals wanting to drive their vehicles in the free-roaming area. And I just saw some footage of one of the new baby mountain goats that was born.
Oh.
So they just announced and just got some footage up of the baby mountain goats, and it's super cute. And there's also apparently some baby bison calves and things like that, because, well, it is spring. Baby woodland creatures are very cute and stumbly and ridiculous looking.
That's pretty cool.
So, little follow-up from Northwest Trek. We've talked with some of the folks at Point Defiance Zoo and Aquarium and Northwest Trek, and the animals seem to be going about their own animal selves despite all of our disruption.
Well, we did have a pretty big weekend figuring out sort of the next phase of KTQA, which will be launching fairly shortly. It's the beginning of our path out of what we've been doing, not only what we've been doing for the last year or two with old time radio and mostly old time radio, but also, you know, sort of like the Daily Briefing, what we've been doing with it, and kind of considering what our options are as the lockdown ends and we can start talking about returning to normal and what happens to the show then. Because this is a temporary thing that we're doing here. We'd like to replace this with something that's a little bit more representative of Tacoma at some point.
And less representative of this moment in Tacoma time, right?
Exactly. So why don't we get to the briefings then?
Yeah, we're still in this moment where state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health Department officials are staffing the coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language, and dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online.
Moving on to state-level information, 21 of the state's 39 counties have been given clearance to move to Phase 2 of reopening. Nearby Kitsap and Thurston counties are eligible to apply for variants, but have not completed all steps for approval. Pierce and King counties remain in Phase 1. Counties must have an average of less than 10 new cases per 100,000 residents over a 14-day period. Pierce County will need to have fewer than 90 cases over a 14-day period to qualify. The governor has requested that federal government extend the current Washington State National Guard mission responding to the COVID-19 pandemic through July 31st. Active Guard members have supported community-based testing sites, built testing kits, received training in confidential contact tracing efforts, and have assisted with food bank distribution support.
Here in Tacoma, free testing for active coronavirus infection continues this week at the Tacoma Dome 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No insurance is needed, but individuals must pre-register at KrogerHealth.com/COVID testing. Of the more than 316,000 tests conducted in Washington, the positive rate sits at 6.2%. The Tacoma Public Schools invites community members to record short messages of encouragement for the graduating class of 2020 and to share them via social media with the hashtag TPSGrad20. The school district is also hosting free online training this week for families wanting to know more about the applications that students are using for distance learning. More info can be found at tacomaschools.org or at daily.k2qa.org.
Metro Parks Tacoma has opened the Point Defiance Marina and Meadow Park Golf Course with limited services and social distancing measures in place. At the marina, lifts are open from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. The boat launch is open daily, parking is open at Anthony's or at the multipurpose lots, and gas is available for vessels. Merchandise sales and restroom access remain limited, and boat rentals and pier fishing are still suspended. Metro Parks is also seeking input on what services and recreation programs should be prioritized as they develop recovery planning. A survey link can be found on Twitter at Met Parks Tacoma, and there's a link to the Met Parks Tacoma website at daily.ktqa.org. And that's the briefings for today. Anything else you want to add before we wrap this up?
Just that I've been missing being able to utilize our community center. I'm missing the pool, but I'm definitely understanding that, well, it's to keep everyone healthy and safe. And
you aquasize, do you not?
I do. I do some aquarobics, some aquatic aerobic exercise, as one might say.
All right.
And we've been missing that, but so I'll be happy to get back to that when it's safe to open that up.
Absolutely. And dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources through the United Way. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our website is daily.ktqa.org, or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. I promise you, I will be more on the ball tomorrow. See you then.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.